Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I barely made it.
Barely?
Yeah, I was getting my coffee.
Living up to the scramble name.
Quick trip to the restroom, and I got dive bombed by a toilet moth.
What's a toilet moth?
It's a moth that came out of the urinal.
No!
Yes.
No!
He lives there.
This is a nightmare.
I know, and I lived it firsthand.
There's moths coming out of toilets now?
Yeah, apparently so.
What? Not on a Friday. No!
That's exactly what I yelled out loud. I said, not on a Friday.
I don't need this on a Friday. I'm all good vibes. I was like, oh, you know, there's Rebecca Black and...
We're running into Des Moines to see the niece. We're having a Taylor Swift-themed birthday party. She's 8.
She's having a Taylor Swift-themed birthday party? That's the best.
Yeah. So, we're going at 10:01. I'm raring to go. I'm ready to go. I've got my coffee. I'm all ready for the show. And whoosh, toilet moth.
Toilet moth gets you. Like, where? Yeah. In the face?
He went towards my head.
Did it touch you?
I think it hit my arm.
Are you? Oh, now you've got toilet moth cooties. What if you now turn into a toilet moth?
That's what I'm worried about.
That's what I'm worried about, too.
If it was a spider, I'd be a superhero. But a toilet moth, I'm going to turn into a villain.
There is no toilet moth in the MCU.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I looked at that 5-hour cast list, and toilet moth is not a character.
He sat the full 5.5 hours, and nothing.
Boy, there's one more chair they're bringing out. I hope it's the guy that plays toilet moth.
Maybe it says Dancing Eric Hansen, toilet moth.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, I'll let you know.
How does a moth get into the bathroom?
I don't know.
Tell me, Mothman.
Because he came, like, out of the receptacle. Like, there's water in there.
Wait, like the bowl?
Yeah.
Moth's wings are dusty. He can't get them wet.
I don't know what's going down. So here's my keep an eye out for two things.
Okay, one.
If I get attracted to flame... Or bright lights.
Let's dim the lights for today. Just for today.
Just that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I guess technically if I just start eating cotton or silk.
Ah, oh, man, I just got this shirt.
Why do I have all these holes in this?
Eric, stop.
I can't. I'm turning into a toilet moth.
Toilet moth, stop.
And I guess third, if I spend much more time in the bathroom. Like if I move in.
Great. Everybody loves a guy that spends lots of time in the bathroom.
What's he doing in there?
Seriously.
I think he lives in there. Toilet moth.
Toilet moth. Are they attracted to flame or are they attracted to toilets?
They gotta be attracted to toilets.
Okay.
No one sees them coming, including me.
You already had one bathroom break, and you get no more, sir.
Are you, what, for the day?
Yeah, I don't want to risk this. If you get much closer to a toilet, you might turn into the toilet
moth. That's a good point.
I don't want, no, I can't. I need you.
But that's where my power comes from.
No! I need you on my team. You are not team toilet. You are team Claire.
Fair enough. I am on team Claire.
Thank you. There are only two teams. There's Team Toilet and there's Team Claire. Whose team do you want to be on?
To be fair, though, if you look at all those Disney villain origin stories, I have good intent in my heart.
Of course.
Something just goes wrong.
It probably
it's
started
really not
in childhood.
My fault. Yes.
There was a parent.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was stranded at, actually, my parents left me at a rest area once.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
It all goes back to the rest area.
It does.
That's why he turned into toilet moth.
In the movie of the toilet moth life, the black and white scene is a camper just pulling away. And little Dancing Eric Hansen coming out.
Wait a second. Where's
Mama,
toilet moth?
Papa? Mama, Papa?
And since that day.
Since that day.
He's been on a road to destiny.
I didn't realize it till now. Toilet moth.
Well, welcome to Friday, Toilet Moth. Glad to have you with us.
Glad. Thanks for having me.
Please.
I will do everything I can not to transform.
Keep yourself focused
on Team Claire, not Team Toilet.
And I think a lot of businesses have been in this situation. It's always awkward when you perform a service for somebody and you expect to be paid.
Compensated.
That is how business works.
I don't think it's awkward oftentimes when you have to collect.
Yes.
And how do you do it? Is it face-to-face? Was there an assumption made on one other party? Like, no, you just do this for me for free.
How do you collect?
Yes.
That is the question here. That is the issue for a plumber from Indiana.
Okay.
plumber from Indiana got called to a restaurant, the Thai Bistro and Bar in Evansville, Indiana. It's kind of near the Kentucky border, but they had a grease trap that was overflowing.
Ew.
So they had to hire a company they called Haverin Plumbing to deal with it. Took care of it, cleaned the clog, $235 the restaurant paid. End of discussion.
That sounds pretty easy, right?
Until
In-N-Out.
3 days later.
Okay.
Clog's back.
Oh, no.
So they call the same plumber and comes, cleans it a second time, and charge them again. And this time they had to upcharge because it was an emergency situation and they did not call during normal hours.
Which is part of business.
And that's
right?
How plumbing,
that's,
yes.
That's how heating and cooling and plumbing, and my water heater is broken. And yeah, if it's in the middle of the night or on a holiday, you got to pay extra.
Yeah.
There's an upcharge.
That's just how it is,
yeah.
Right? You expect this, I expect this.
I understand it.
This restaurant, not happy. The charge was $390 this time because of all of those extenuating circumstances. And they also said that this company should stand by their work. You cleared the clog. How come the clog isn't cleared? How come it clogged again?
I think they've got a fair point, but they also have to understand, you know, surge pricing is a thing.
It is. It is.
So what is the plumber saying?
Well, the restaurant said, we're not paying you. And the plumber said, fine. Then went back, blew up a balloon on the outside of the drain and reclogged their pipe.
Whoa.
Yeah. Reclogged the pipe. They said that they've worked with this restaurant before, the plumbing company has, and that they have a history of being slow to pay and dragging things out. So
wow.
Like, we're just going to reclog it then. The kitchen overflowed. They had no choice but to cough up more money, ask them to unclog it again. Is that how you do it?
Apparently, they're just going to keep going back and forth. If I'm the plumbing company, I'm no longer going, and that's no longer a client.
Yeah, stop showing up.
You can fire clients, right?
You can get a different plumber. There's different plumbers.
Find another plumber.
Maybe.
But that's one step too far.
Whose side are you on?
Well, the restaurant can't play dumb. The restaurant knows better.
They're both terrible people.
I'm on neither side.
I know.
The restaurant needs to get their act together and pay and stop whining.
Mm-hmm.
And the plumber should never have done that.
Plumber?
Right?
Wow, that's like Breaking Bad stuff right there.
That's like, you know? Yes. You're getting revenge on them for a horrible reason.
I don't think you can do
basically
that.
Basically just leave, put a lien on the building, man, right?
Just collect.
Impact
just
them business-wise. Don't destroy their livelihood.
Post something on social media. You went.
Destroy them on the internet. Don't destroy their grease trap.
That's how you do it classy.
Yeah,
right?
Classy like on the internet.
Be classy. Take it to the internet.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
The last 4 days, I have emceed two events for local charities.
You have been Mr. On the Go.
I just gotta say, the generosity in this town is fantastic. So Tuesday, for the first time ever, Dancing Eric Hansen and Mrs. Shannon Hansen emceed an event together.
And I'm told it went well.
She rocked it.
Yeah.
It helps to know the room, right?
Totally.
First thing in public speaking is know your audience, know the room.
That'll make you a little bit more comfortable right?
She dropped in some good context as far as when she joined Junior League, referenced, I'm only 29 years old. Like, she had the room in the palm of her hand. It was fantastic. So for those that don't know, among a variety of things Junior League has done in our town, for example, Old McDonald's Farm at Beaver Park, that was their project.
Really?
Way back in the day.
Wow.
The Madge Phillips Center was their project back in the day. Hold that note, by the way. I'm going to get back to that. They do apartment in a suitcase now. The kids in our area who age out of foster care basically go from, you live in this house today and tomorrow you can't.
And now you're an adult, so you're on your own. Bye.
Go figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And think about all the stuff you had when you left your parents' house or went to college.
Oh, I still have stuff at my parents' house, right?
Most of that was either hand-me-downs from your parents or you got it for graduation.
Mm-hmm.
These foster kids have nothing. So we were raising money for these suitcases. At the end of that luncheon, I just got a text. We are now near $20,000. That was a luncheon. Fantastic.
That's awesome.
That was
fantastic.
That was Tuesday. Last night, the Olympic, I'm there for Waypoint. Waypoint comes, they're crisis services. I didn't even realize we had this in town. When there's a homicide in town, you go there and talk to them because your life just got turned upside down.
They have the people,
yes,
the counselors.
If you need to get
women,
out of a violent
children,
situation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also in charge of Madge Phillips Center. Last night was their Celebrate Waypoint. They do it every year. When we left, we were near $35,000.
Awesome.
So that's $55,000 raised in 3 days for two very worthwhile charities. It's fantastic.
And with a lot of funding being cut to a lot of these organizations, that's great to see people helping out.
So I'm always happy to help. I'm glad I was able to MC. I do feel like I owe Waypoint an apology. This voice was pretty much toast last night.
What can you do?
We got through it. We got through it.
So brave.
They had a piano player. His name's Cole Thomas. He plays a lot at 351st, the top of the top of the five, as
top
I call
of the
it.
Five.
He was great. We used to do dueling pianos, so now it's just him.
So did you just duel him, or?
Yeah, we took no, but I sang along with him on some songs.
Awesome.
That was fun. Yeah.
What song did you sing?
We went Four Non Blondes.
Can I get a little taste of that?
And I said, "Hey, yeah,
nice.
I did that."
Okay, look it.
What's
still has
going
a voice?
On? I do now.
Wow,
that was probably not a good idea.
He gave it his all right in the first 20 minutes of the show.
Then it was gone.
Oh, Eric. Okay,
we'll see how 720 sounds.
Save it.
Yes.
I have to think back 1 week ago today. I was sitting around waiting for back surgery.
That's right.
Yeah, it was exactly 1 week ago. I have felt really good this past week. I am like no pain in my leg. I can stand. I'm walking. It's amazing to me the recovery that I've made in just 1 week. A lot of progress. However, I am limited in my mobility. I am supposed to stand up straight.
Right.
I can walk. I can do a lot of things, but I can't bend over.
You're allowed 30 degrees of movement.
That's it. 30 degrees. So like yesterday, I dropped my snack container on the ground. You had to pick it up for me.
You paused and looked at me like a sad puppy. Like, could you grab my toy? Because I can't get it.
That's exactly how it happened.
It's like a dog. Like, I don't have thumbs.
I want to be strong, right? I don't want to let people know that I need them.
But good for you to instinctively not bend over. Because you're like, oh, I dropped it, right? You would have done that.
And yeah, that's second nature, right? I thought for a second about kicking it down the hallway just to be independent. But you helped me out. So I have had to break myself down a little bit and be humble. I have to be aware that I need help from people. And I was very aware of this last night. Today, it is an 83,
sunny, breezy.
Beautiful. I was like, well, I'm not wearing pants today, but I also have a problem that I need to shave my legs.
Oh, no.
To wear shorts or a skirt. And I cannot bend over. So I had to humble myself.
Who shaved your legs?
And ask my spouse.
No.
poor Nick.
No.
And this is why we call him poor Nick.
Oh, got out the old Venus.
Would you consider shaving my legs for me? And let me tell you, that beautiful man, he did it.
Now we're coming out of the winter season.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, Eric.
How much growth are we talking here?
Fortunately, I had some foresight.
Okay, good.
So only about a week. But he was still like, oh my God, I've shaved a face, but I've never shaved a leg. And that was very apparent. He did a great job.
Good.
But
how many little pieces of Kleenex are on your leg right now?
Zero.
What?
Zero.
Good for him.
Wow.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. We've made it to the end of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Today is day five. We are looking at flash flooding today.
Oh.
What a feeling, flash flooding.
Oh my gosh. You know?
Yeah.
It's a smart song selection, actually.
If you think about the video or the movie, she does dump a bucket of water on her body.
Precisely.
From Flashdance.
Because it's not just flooding, it's flash flooding.
That's a very important word in here, is the word flash. Flooding, usually you have a little bit of time. Flash flooding, you don't. It's what the name suggests. Floods that happen in a flash. Flash floods generally develop within 6 hours of the immediate cause. Causes could include heavy rain is primarily the big one, but ice dams, debris jams, levee or dam failure. There are many reasons that those occur, but one of the most common is like locally heavy rainfall. When we say that, it could then mean impacting on flash flooding. And then usually you get that low-lying area warning, and you also get the don't drive through it.
Yes.
And as a guy who did that leading into the floods of 94, I destroyed a car.
Oh, did you?
I didn't get washed away, but the water got under the car and it just...
It just died?
Just died.
Wow.
I got it back to my apartment and I couldn't start it ever again because I was stupid.
Oh my gosh.
You don't drive into water during a flash flood.
No, you do not.
No. What a feeling. Flash flooding, our last item on Severe Weather Awareness Week. Fran McCaffrey's got a new gig.
Yeah.
The Penn Quakers have hired Fran to take over as the new men's basketball coach. If you think about it, their mascot is a mascot that's built on silence and solitude.
Hmm.
And they just hired Fran McCaffrey. That's also his alma mater, if you didn't know. He played there, went to school there. He will take over a Quakers program that went 7-21 over the last two seasons. His house has been on the market for a little while, even before this was announced.
Yeah.
And if you would like to search 1101 North Dubuque, just behind Mayflower on Zillow or homes.com. You can take a look at the pictures.
What the heck?
This came up at dinner last
night. This is so stalkery. What?
It is not. Hold on.
I am a member of the media.
This is from my brother.
This is public information.
I'm not telling you to go to his house. I'm telling you the house is for sale and to look at a listing.
What was the address?
The address is 1101 North Dubuque Street behind Mayflower. It apparently is, according to my brother, this came up. This was not my idea.
Okay.
This came up. We had dinner with Greg and the family a couple nights ago in Iowa City, and we're passing the phone around because, like, check the house out. It's for sale.
Oh, wow.
How much is it?
16.
16? How much? What? Or is that the number of rooms?
This is the wrong one.
You're not at the right house? We'll take
a look. Wrong one.
Okay. Keep looking. Okay. That wraps up that part of the buzz. Let's get you what's got us feeling, all right? I was trying to think back to like first, second, third grade birthday parties where you invite everybody and then like some of those kids just don't end up staying at your school. They move out of town or go to a different school. And it prompted me to get to this story, which has us feeling all right. Two childhood friends in England have reunited after almost 90 years. And when they were going to school together, they were sweethearts. Jim Dougal and Betty Davidson are both 96 years old. They lived across the street, and when they were 8 years old, they used to walk to school together.
Oh, my goodness.
But eventually, Betty left town.
And family moves, yeah.
At 8 or 9, you don't think anything about that, right?
No.
People just kind of vanish.
Yeah.
You don't really realize, like, you could probably track them down. Now it's easier to do.
Right.
So Jim's son found a class photo from 1936 with all their names on it.
Uh-huh.
So he's just researching left and right, trying to find these people. He found Betty.
Aw.
70 miles away.
No.
So Jim Dougal and Betty Davidson have now reunited and have reacquainted with one another almost 88 years later from when they used to walk to school together.
That's so sweet.
That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It finally happened. The baby is here. Which one?
Which baby of which do you speak?
Which baby? Megan Fox gave birth yesterday. She and her ex-fiance, Machine Gun Kelly, were expecting. And the child is here. And I guess that they must have spoken since their big blowout fight. Machine Gun Kelly posted a black and white clip holding the newborn's hands. And it says, "She's finally here, our little celestial seed." Which, isn't that the tea that you like?
I love celestial seed. There's hints of lavender.
Yeah.
Is it and chamomile.
Yeah. It's really good tea. Celestial seed.
It's more sleepy time. Right. And I think there's a hint of orange peel. Celestial seed.
Our little celestial seed. I don't know if that's a hint at her name because they also didn't give us a name with the announcement that baby girl Kelly is here. Machine Gun.
Kelly.
Baby girl Machine Gun Kelly. He also shared, Machine Gun Kelly composed a little bit of audio. He worked with Travis Barker, Big Slim, and a few other musicians and said, "We composed a score of the birth. The child was born into 432 hertz. What an epic journey. Praise God."
What?
Listen.
Look.
Listen, this is the sound.
Oh, we've got sound?
We've got sound.
Hold on a second. We don't have sound.
Oh, okay.
Give me just a moment. I will find the sound.
Okay. There is a sound at 432 hertz frequency is supposed to promote spiritual well-being and relaxation. And so they scored this sound of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's daughter being born. And this is what it sounds like. That's the score of her birth.
There's a lot going on there.
What?
I don't know if it's hands and forceps or what's happening, but to get a microphone in there,
sounds like
a good idea.
War drums.
A little bit.
You know what you missed? You mixed Megan Fox saying, get out of here! Get out of here!
Epidural!
This is Megan's first daughter, by the way. She has three sons with her ex, Brian Austin Green, who, by the way, screenshotted a bunch of direct messages that he received from MGK, who was pretty irritated about being asked when the baby is due. Machine Gun Kelly told Brian Austin Green, stop asking when our child is going to be born. You the feds. Quit calling TMZ and focus on that apology you owe me for speaking my name in public.
What?
You chose the wrong one to mess with, Mr. Child Actor. Go back to cereal commercials.
Wow.
Yeah, he was upset.
I can tell by the tone and your dramatic reenactment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brian Austin Green responded, I didn't know child actor was a bad thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, be careful.
Oh, come on.
He may be coming for you next with laughter emojis. What a silly fight.
Just bros being bros.
Bros. Everybody calm down. Let's welcome this little baby to the world.
Oh, that baby's coming in with peace. And you know what these drums are? These are war drums.
Peace and war drums, everybody.
I think this is the new theme for Survivor.
It does. It does sound like Survivor. Welcome, baby. Singing competitions have become a huge genre that we are really accustomed to. However, if you go back 24 years ago, it was a pretty novel concept outside of like Star Search.
Yeah, that was about all we had in America. I think they were a little more popular overseas.
Right.
But it had not really caught fire in America.
And we kind of grabbed that idea from overseas and took like whatever British UK idol and made it American Idol. And it gave us Kelly Clarkson as the first winner of the show. Kelly was talking about her time on American Idol and not realizing that American Idol was a TV show until about her third audition.
Did she think it was just like a talent show?
I don't know if she was just being scouted.
Or maybe didn't realize it was going to be a singing competition type show.
I guess. Don't you have to sign something, though?
Who reads those things?
It's contracts. Da-da-da-da-da, here's my name.
I think I just downloaded a new iOS. I signed something there.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
Do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Yeah.
Sure.
Agree.
University of Maryland has broke to the world who their 2025 commencement speaker is going to be, and it's a huge get. They released a little promo video with Kermit the Frog approaching the podium.
Wasn't Henson a Terp? He went to Maryland, didn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Jim Henson, the creator, graduated in 1960. They said that Kermit is a tremendous speaker with plentiful honors. Environmental advocate, best-selling author, Peabody Award winner, just to name a few. So, and he's also a friend to all creatures. So we've got a frog speaking to the Terps.
Will he be getting an honorary degree, I wonder?
I don't know.
Will he have to wear one of those robes? Will he be sitting on a log? Will he have a banjo? I have a lot of questions.
Will he sit on a log? Or is the commencement podium close enough to a log? I don't know.
All great questions.
Don't know how it's going to be done, but it should be with a lot of class.
Is it an outdoor ceremony? Is it an indoor ceremony?
It's got to be an outdoor ceremony, right?
How do you pull this off? Good point. Is it in water?
He'd be more comfortable in an outdoor ceremony.
Is it in a bog?
Let's all go down by the pond.
Come on, guys. Well, I hope his friends come.
Me too. I hope Miss Piggy goes.
Fozzie.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
All right, welcome back to Merch Mayhem with the Morning Scramble. I want to recap what went down yesterday and what's setting up for today. So we are now in the free to take 8. We started with 16 free items, tchotchkes, merchandise items, and we're working our way down to the most popular item in our area. Yesterday, Pizza Cutter taking down the number one seed koozies, so they're moving on to the freebie 4. Tote Bag, no problem disposing of lip balm as Tote Bag also moves on. So Pizza Cutter, Tote Bag, they're now in the freebie 4. That's going to come up on Monday. It is today's matchups, which will be very interesting. In a little bit, so probably after 8:45 or so, we'll get you magnet clip, like a chip clip, taking on the travel tumbler. That's coming up later. But right now, we are officially opening the text lines for the first matchup today in the free to take 8. It is the pen, the ever popular promotional, You always take them from restaurants or banks.
They just end up in your hand, and then it's like, oh, this is mine, right? And then you just walk off with it.
For some reason, it would appear in my vehicle. I've been to Cedar Ridge a lot and Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust.
Those
are all my pens in my car right
now. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Those are your go-tos, right? The pen, very versatile, very easy to take with
yes.
you. The water bottle, though, I think that I've seen a rise in water bottles because we're hearing about the importance of drinking more water, keeping yourself hydrated as part of your health. And so these companies are saying, hey, we care about you and your health. Here, have a water bottle.
Unsurprisingly, the water bottle came up as a favorite when I was at the gym a couple days ago with my trainer. And she brought up a brilliant point. Promotional water bottles, usually not the highest quality, but when you have a lot of kids and they have a tendency to leave things at a park, or school, just collect as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel bad if you lose somebody's promotional water bottle.
No, dear child, I'm not going to get you that big, expensive water bottle, but you can have this freebie one.
This one from my local insurance agent will do the job.
Yep.
And I think with the rise of those like auto water bottle filling stations next year, what are those called?
Drinking
water fountains?
Yeah.
Those have also, I think, led to the rise of the water bottle. So water bottle came in at a 7 seed. They beat keychain the other day, and pen had no problem disposing of buttons. So it's going to be pen versus water bottle. Who you got?
Who do you think is the better tchotchke? Let us know right now by texting 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
And that is the sound of the final buzzer in our first matchup today, the ever-popular, ever-present promotional pen taking on water bottle.
In the free-to-take 8, this has been two very strong competitors. I'm sorry, I was going to say Producer Ben, but
Commissioner Ben.
Commissioner Ben, his commissioner hat is on right now. Commissioner Ben, have you been watching as the votes came in?
I have. It's been pretty close, actually, this time.
Closer than some of our other matchups?
A lot closer than other matchups.
A lot closer.
Well, as you get further into merch mayhem, this is going to happen. There's going to be some real slobber knockers.
I mean, every one is a winner, right? These are the hot items right now.
Totally.
But we still are eliminating one at a time. And we are down to trying to figure out who wins this matchup. Is it promotional pen or water bottle? Commissioner Ben, what say you?
It is pen.
Pen!
Pen! Oh! Pen! Congratulations, Penn, advancing into the freebie four.
Innocent little Penn.
Never saw it coming.
He's just so small.
But the pen goes for the jugular. Water bottle goes down.
Penn, so handy. Can be used to puncture somebody. Can be used for an emergency trach. Can also be used to write things down. The pen.
A promotional pen saved my life. They use it as emergency trach. That's got a lot
you
of
votes. You think that was it?
That's probably it.
I mean, it has a lot of utility.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see that before, but you're right.
Penn is now in the freebie four. Penn will take on either travel tumbler, which is almost like a water bottle, or magnet clip chip clip.
Oh, man, that is going to be a tough matchup. So do not miss that activity. That's just going to throw down at 8:50 this morning.
Slide rulers for all. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
It's the 13th week of the year 2025 as we broadcast from our elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. This is Nerd News, nerds.
Nerd out, man.
The Iowa Economic Development Awards just offered a startup in Coralville a $50,000 proof of commercial relevance loan.
That is a really good proof of commercial relevance loan.
Which
right?
is basically like, read those words. Does this business industry need this product?
Do we need this?
It's a robot that tends to turkeys.
Living turkeys?
Living turkeys.
I just keep imagining a robot that makes the perfect turkey sandwich.
I think we're going to get there eventually, but that's not what this does.
One day. Okay, now.
You want a robot made is what you want.
I grew up in a rural community.
Yes.
And I went to school with some turkey farmers. So I know very little bit, but what I do know is it can be a stinky business.
It's very stinky. And this is not what I would call a factory turkey farm based on the proof of concept footage I looked at online and I watched it.
Oh, good for you.
These are free range turkeys.
Oh.
So Poultry Patrol in Coralville that's the name of the company, Poultry Patrol, has a robot that is about the size of a turkey. So it's on a tread-based wheel system.
Yeah.
And then it's got a little width, which probably where the battery is. And then it has kind of a neck and a head. And it just moves along with the turkeys to keep them moving. You want, what? I guess, turkey activity is very important in the turkey growing business.
Just keep them moving.
Just like so they don't just, I guess, get stuck in one area. Or maybe they don't get stuck.
But they're free range.
Those are free range. So they're moving. And then it also looks out for things like illness. So it must scan droppings is my guess. And then if there's like, oh no, the turkey's knocked over the food or the turkey's knocked over the water. Because let's admit, they're turkeys.
Uh-huh.
They're not the smartest bird.
Does it need to be like the sheepdog with the Wile E. Coyote thing with Looney Tunes? Like it needs to watch out for the flock?
Probably. It would predators. Just perch on top of a hill and then go, and they get the hair to go up from its eyes?
Yeah.
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 Possibly.
Huh.
Poultry Patrol.
It's
on
just
the scene.
Taking care of the birds. So does that eliminate a human who was doing all of these things?
Don't all robots eliminate humans?
Dang it.
If you think about it.
Robots win.
But then again, if you want the perfect turkey sandwich, do you want the robot?
I really do.
Think about it.
It's worth it. It'll all be worth it when you bite into that turkey sandwich.
Just go with, don't fight technology.
Yeah, don't.
It's the future.
Don't think about the robot. Think about the sandwich.
Okay. On the surface, this seems like a pretty boring story. A guy in England has been going to the same McDonald's forever. It's in a shopping mall, so it's not, it's like a kiosk. It's kind of like the McDonald's at the Oasis in DeKalb.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which, if you've gone to that location long enough, that building has had some wear and tear.
Yes.
And let's say the sign doesn't say McDonald's, it just says McDonald's, because the D fell off.
Oh,
right?
No.
And it's been made fun of on Facebook for years. And this guy's like, McDonald's doesn't deserve this. But at the same time, McDonald's should fix their sign.
Fix your own stuff.
So the guy's like, you know what? I'll fix it. This guy, he's from Britain. I don't have a name. There it is. Steve Lavelle. Steve went online and found the McDonald's branding standards. So you knew exactly what type of font and how big the letter was. Then proceeded to 3D print the letter. Going back to the brand standard, used the correct color of paint on the D and installed it himself in two locations at the White Rose Shopping Center.
They were missing two Ds?
They were missing double Ds.
Wow.
They were missing two Ds.
The odds of missing your both Ds?
Yes. And he's like, it's just, we've been complaining about it. I'm just going to fix it.
Yes. So Steve showed us double Ds.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
For having the ambition to fix those double Ds, you found out the right color, the right size, and you 3D printed those things.
Yes!
By the way, Steve was awarded Employee of the Month from the shopping center. He doesn't work there.
He doesn't work there.
He doesn't work there, but he just got Employee of the Month.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. Okay. Forget March Madness. Forget merch mayhem. It's all about March napness with bears and hibernation.
Ooh.
An international animal welfare group announced the start of March Napness, a March Madness-style bracket tournament, tracking when bears at sanctuaries across Europe will wake from hibernation.
Okay.
The company Four Paws operates animal sanctuaries around the world, so they currently have 23 bears sleeping. So they are all tagged and monitored. And you can go online and look at the profiles of all of the bears.
Is it based on profile or is it based on like a live web camera of like how they're sleeping?
It's based on when they emerge from the den.
Okay.
So the goal is to find the sleepiest bear.
Oh.
The way you win is to not wake up.
Sleepiest.
Sleepiest is what they're going for. We are down to the finals, by the way. It's a two bear race between 18-year-old Masha from the Ukraine, who was in the semifinals last year, and the winner of 2023, who is also currently still hibernating, 30-year-old Masha from Germany.
Masha and Masha?
Masha and Masha going head-to-head in the finals.
It's anybody's game.
Of March napness. Who's going to wake up last? Now, I learned through this, by the way, sometimes those bears will wake up, basically get a snack, and go back to bed. Did you know that? I just figured they hibernated the whole time.
Yeah, and then when they're up, they're up.
No. They have to be up and active for at least 5 full days.
Oh.
Because that then actually shows that they're up. Because everything else is much like you or me. It's like, I think I'm just going to go to the bathroom, and I might go get a snack out of the fridge.
Just a little snack. And
then I'm going to go back to bed. So, where are you putting your money? 18-year-old Masha, who was in the semifinals last year, or 30-year-old, I'm leaning towards the old guy, Masha from Germany.
Masha's got my heart right now just because
really?
I'm thinking babies need more sleep.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
It is adorable. Just look up Four Paws and March Naptis so you can find the bracket. And then there's a little profile card for each of the bears.
Aww.
And when they woke up from their hibernation. And that, friends, is Nerd News.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Okay, it's our second matchup today in Merch Mayhem, which we go back just a couple of days. We started with the Swag 16.
Oh, yeah.
Half of those teams eliminated across 2 days there. Then we're now into the Free to Take 8, and we already are down to Penn as they beat out Water Bottle.
Yes, that was an exciting round earlier this morning.
Yesterday, Tote Bag and also Pizza Cutter moving on as far as the free stuff people like picking up at trade shows or farmers markets. Now it's our final matchup. Is it going to be the magnet clip, the magnet chip clip, or the travel tumbler?
Yeah, the travel tumbler, a very quality item. Nice, insulated, good for on the go. But that chip clip, that magnet on the back, man, you could just stick it on the fridge. It holds stuff up. Then you need a chip clip for all your chips. Bam, it's there.
Your travel tumbler is behind you right now.
Yes, it is.
Quality item.
Quality.
Looks great, laser engraved.
Mm-hmm.
Chip clip, does it get forgotten? It's either in a drawer holding chips or it's on the fridge.
Exactly.
And you never look at it. You look at the thing it's holding, right?
True.
Is it ignored?
Is it going to get looked past in this competition?
That's my concern. Travel Tumbler is the 6 seed. The magnet chip clip is the number 3 seed. And the text lines are open.
Who do you have in this competition, in this matchup? Would you rather get a free travel tumbler or a chip clip, a magnet clip from a company as a promotional item?
Commissioner Ben, the commissioner of Merch Mayhem, is manning the text lines right now. Text in your choice, travel tumbler or the magnet chip clip. Let us know. We'll declare a winner coming up after 9:15.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Welcome back to Merch Mayhem. Do we have a controversy?
Uh-oh.
It has just occurred to me that Commissioner Ben never shows the math. He just comes in and tells us who's winning.
And we take that at face value.
We do.
I'm the only one that looks at it.
Well, that's true.
His unimpeachable history with the Morning Scramble.
He's a self-proclaimed king.
Yes.
I'm taking listener suggestions on the text line.
Are you? Or are you just picking your favorites? I just want to be clear.
Yes, this is not.
I'm taking suggestions.
Okay. Well, they're not suggestions.
They're votes. They're not suggestions.
They're
Ben.
Not leaning one way or the other. It's how they're voting.
Okay, this whole thing is
suggestions. Wait, suggestions also then means that they suggested Penn, but I went the other way.
Sometimes the people get it right. Sometimes the people get it wrong.
Well, I think they got it wrong this time.
What?
Oh. Okay. Well, we are in the magnet clip chip clip. With a seating of 3 taking on Travel Tumbler number 6. And we are now ready to find out who won.
Who won?
And it barely sounds like Commissioner Ben's not happy.
Okay, Commish, who is the winner of the final game of the Free to Take 8 in Merch Mayhem?
It is the Chip Clip.
Chip Clip!
Woo!
You wanted Travel Tumbler to win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big cup guy.
Yeah?
I didn't know that about you. You're a big cup guy? Tell us more about your cup collection.
I've got one that says Producer Ben on it.
Tell me everything.
Do you have more than one?
I don't know.
I'm a big cup guy. Just because you use a cup.
Cups just seem like they're fancier than a chip clip. Sometimes you can get some really cheap looking chip clips.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. You want quality. You want a good cup.
Well, okay, I apologize for blaming you because you're clearly a cup guy.
Yeah.
And you still gave Chip Clip the win because that's
justice.
What the listeners suggested.
Yes, this is based on the votes. This is the voice of the people.
Okay, freebie 4 on Monday. Pizza Cutter takes on Tote Bag and Chip Clip takes on Penn in our Merch Mayhem. Featuring our commissioner, cup guy, Producer Ben.
waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
Well, it was last Friday that I had to do this Wheel of Useless Knowledge all by myself.
All by your lonesome?
Well, producer Ben was in here.
That's nice.
Thank you. Can you tell me now you kind of hand-selected which ones?
Yes.
Even though they were randomly in different piles?
Well, I have boxes of useless
knowledge. No, I get that, but like I have a story about Playtex astronaut suits, right? That felt weird to say. And then the German word for face needs a slap, which I made Ben use in a sentence. And he said, Eric has a whatever. I felt a little set up last week with the Wheel of Useless Knowledge. That's all I'm going to say.
It was a setup. It was a total setup. But I didn't want to lug all the boxes. I got a bad back.
Yes.
But today, I made Ben do all the heavy lifting, and I have all of this useless knowledge. You just spin the wheel, give me a number, and I'll find something totally random. And I swear, this one's legit.
Well, you're doing it now, I just...
Little fun facts.
Somebody played a little prank on me while she was getting surgery. One.
I had a good time. Number one. Hang on one second. Number one.
Number one.
Number one. Employees who work at Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream.
Yeah.
They get 3 free pints of ice cream every day.
I was hoping you were going to say the word day.
Every day they get 3 free pints of ice cream. They also get a free gym membership.
And free doctor's appointments to check their cholesterol.
It's all about balance.
Yes.
Right?
Three. Cherry Garcia, man.
Absolutely. I really liked that Stephen Colbert.
The Stephen Colbert one, yes.
That Americone Dream.
Those are good, too.
That was good.
Oh, good.
Trippy.
That's a dream job.
Yeah.
Right there. Working
three
in the ice cream biz.
Free pints.
Let's go to pile number 4, please.
Pile number 4. Nintendo got the name for Mario.
Yeah?
They actually named it after a person. The landlord of their first warehouse, his name was Mario Segal, and they just wanted to do that to get an extension on paying rent. So, like, we're going to name our main character after you, Mario. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Aren't they a Japanese company?
Mm-hmm.
That's the most un-Japanese first and last name I've ever heard of.
Isn't it?
Mario what?
Segal? Segal?
Like, that sounds Italian,
right? It does!
It's a Mario Segal!
Hey! He's huge in Japan!
I'm not going to pay... We're not going to pay rent, but we'll name a character after you. Also, we're very confused why you own property in Japan.
They named it after him. They also stole his catchphrase. It's a me, Mario Segal!
He probably wore a plumber's outfit because he was a superintendent.
Exactly.
Think about that.
He was a superintendent, and now he's a Super Nintendo? Super crazy.
3, please.
Number 3.
Pile number 3.
Oh, this is great. This is like a little bit of Z's sleaze useless knowledge.
Okay.
Cameron Diaz and Snoop Dogg went to the same high school in Long Beach, California.
They did?
They did. And she's pretty sure she got some weed from him. Because of course she did.
I realize time has passed and you may have forgotten, but you definitely got weed from him.
You definitely. You know you did.
Got weed.
Look out.
From Snoop Dogg. Staying in the 3 column, please.
Biscotti. I
love biscotti.
Yes, biscotti. Yes. It comes from the Latin word bis.
Oh, I thought it came from the Latin word free food on an airplane.
That's biscoff. But it's the same.
Yeah,
it's the same. Biscoff. Biscotti comes from the Latin words bis and coctum. Which means...
Go on.
Which means baked twice.
Bis and coctum?
Yes.
The Latin term.
Yes, bis coctum. Yes. Cameron Diaz and Snoop Dogg were bis coctum.
Baked twice in
high school.
In Long Beach.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.